Grandmother, can you help us understand how to handle and transform our responses to the multiple little daily emergencies of life? When there are so many in a row, you just begin to think of it as impossible. The greater the level of impossibility which you perceive, the greater the level of consciousness which you will automatically apply to solve these little emergencies. Now, in some aspects, they are not small emergencies. If you have a day already filled with emergency problem solving, and you have yet another one, and perhaps an expensive and time-consuming one, which must be included today because of its nature, regardless of what else is on your calendar, then you are going to have a different relationship with time and space, and in calling in other beings to help you, in order to achieve all of this emergency problem solving in the same day. So this emergency problem solving is, in a sense, lessons on solving multiple challenges of the emergency variety as a regular way of life. Now, you may have noticed that these are coming, boom, 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 more and more frequently, and at levels which you previously might have thought of as insurmountable, except because they have been necessary to solve and solve quickly for many reasons. Now you are beginning to view them as a daily life problem-solving existence. The life of solving little emergencies every day, even when new ones come, and all of it seems impossible to grasp, handle, and transform, transmute in a loving way, which improves your relationships and sets up a different kind of movement of energy. Now, in this case, it is not just flowing your energy anew with higher vision and loving regard for the great gift of all of these little emergencies as lessons. It is contemplation which is important. I would like you to take a moment and go into a deep contemplation and love and appreciation of you as one who is willing to take on the challenges of your planet and your life at this time, and to try to solve many, many, many problems beyond anything you thought possible for you to do in a very loving and compassionate way for you. This is a case where an appreciation of your being, your acceptance of these challenges of the emergency variety, is very potent and sets up energy fields. If you then work with others who are trying to help or who are having similar challenges, you can walk into that space or plane of activity as a very loving being, as a being confident that the universe is a place of loving lessons and that all are going through what you're going through. And instead of expressing your frustration to others, you express your appreciation and affirmation of others for being willing to go through these challenges together. And you will give them love in the same way that you must love yourself for trying to do these impossible things. It is one thing to love yourself for trying to do one impossible thing. It is quite another to love yourself when you are trying to solve emergency, the emergencies of a day, one after the other, which seem to be compounding and increasing in frequency every day, every week, every month. And being sure that your love for yourself is expanding and increasing in the same way every day, every week, every month. In a way, the events of these emergencies are calling you to higher love of yourself, of all beings, of an appreciation of your planet of beings, all experiencing more and more little emergencies every day, and all aware of global emergencies in a new way. Now, sometimes you might think, I don't want to be aware of all of these global emergencies. I have all that I can do just to handle my own. But when you are aware of all of the emergencies of your planet and your star system, then you become aware that you will have to begin to transform at a level of consciousness in a dimension of abilities, which is at a higher dimensional level and an expanded range of consciousness which you have not previously known. An expanded range of love which you have not previously known. There is a great gift in every little emergency, and I am fully empathetic with how difficult it is when so many emergencies come at once. And I know you would like to give your full dedication and time to solving each one well and being there for the people that this involves. But you must also recognize and appreciate the great opportunity for service to others when there are so many emergencies and there is so much conflict and contradiction. So many solutions seem impossible all at the same time in a boom, 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 rapid fire sequence of emergencies. This has a rhythm and a language of its own, and I would like for you to recognize and honor that. It is a special time. It is not your imagination. There are truly almost indescribable vistas and planes of emergencies before you at this time if you enter your global mind. And sometimes it seems that the number increasing in your days and hours is just eternal and seems to be never ending and sometimes feels beyond you. When you begin to work with greater love of others, with greater joy in this university of emergency problem solving, for that is what you are attending, then you will literally feel yourself transforming hour by hour, day by day, week by week. And that transformation will not go away. If you enter a time of respite or joy, because you have solved many of these emergencies and you have formed relationships with others in other regions and in other civilizations from other star systems, which are loving, which can involve a kind of healing, almost the creation of new societies, which are interplanetary. You see, every human consciousness and other consciousness civilization has its own problems. And all of us have roles as helpers and have abilities which can be of great assistance to those in any star system, you see. And the greater this flowing of emergencies every day that you are having to handle, then the more assistance you can be to those in other civilizations who will come to experience some of this. You will embody the identity of one who has learned, one who is experienced in handling one emergency after another, many on top of others, and become a loving being of empathy in the process. You see, this is the universe to which you aspire, and your heart and your consciousness are fully prepared for this astounding opportunity. I know that it is hard to think of flowing great love and joy into each of these emergencies, but truly each are a gift. And I would like you to seriously begin to find at least one or two or three things which are a gift in each emergency. There is always, always a gift, at the least of learning and at the greatest of advantages that you did not see at first, because you were only seeing an interruption to your day of handling emergencies. Now, each one is a very special gift which holds many advantages. Flow your joy to that, and flow your joy to the opportunities to handle this, because you can handle it and you will absolutely be transformed in the process. Thank every little emergency which comes your way, and welcome as a great sister and brother in the universe any being who comes to you with similar emergencies or to help you in yours. Help them, help yourself with great love and joy and even celebration at the opportunity of such a great learning in such a great and loving university.